You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Brought to you by our friends at B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They are the professionals in the big black trucks. Go to bigblacktrucks.com. I'm Terry Stacy, along with Mel McMahon, an Indiana original herself, but it's also her company, IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
You know, Indiana Originals is more like another child.
Yeah.
Really.
It like, it's like company, another
but
child.
It's kind of like a baby time. Uh-huh. A baby that's grown up. Got a brand new website a couple weeks ago. We really like it.
Looks
Please
good.
Check it out at IndianaOriginals.com. And if you're not familiar with us, what we do is we simplify the search for local. So lots of people want to buy local, use local, support local. But if it's not easy to find or convenient, they're not really going to do it.
Yeah.
So we try to help people who want to support our local, independent, Indiana-based businesses faster and easier. So you can search the directory for free at IndianaOriginals.com, become a community member, or if you own a business, learn more about how we can help you grow and become a member. We would love to certify you as local. And we have one of our early members with us in studio today, Dave Van Wy of Amazing Hazels.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
When I see him, I always just go delicious. I mean, I just see him and I just see him and he's delicious.
Well, he always brings us delicious things,
yes,
too.
He does.
Like his famous chili sauce.
Yes.
And now the Bloody Mary mix, which you don't even need vodka.
No,
it
you
to
don't.
Enjoy it. It's so good.
It
I'm drinking it right
tastes
now.
Tastes like you just picked the tomatoes and you just made it and it went into the jar. There's nothing fresher. I could not do this at home and be as fresh as the freshness you provide for us in your stuff. It's just the truth. And I love that Dave has come so far.
I know.
I mean,
so Terry, for those of you that aren't familiar with Dave, Terry actually introduced Dave and I.
I had to get him with you.
Before you were even selling this.
Yep. Absolutely.
He didn't know what to do. This was a... go ahead, Dave. You
No, I was just saying I didn't want to interrupt Mel, but absolutely. Terry gave me a wonderful opportunity with a short radio interview almost 3 years ago now. And she said, I have got to get you with my friend Mel from Indiana Originals. And she introduced me to Mel, and the rest is history, as I say.
Well, he brought me he brought me stuff that was in these little ball jars.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't anything to it, the packaging. He didn't know what it was. It was a recipe that he had found. And it was it in an attic?
It actually was after my mother passed away. I found it, my grandmother's handwritten recipe cards in the basement, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. And it's you stood the test of time.
For the chili sauce.
That recipe is timeless. You know, all of your stuff is really good. So you got the chili sauce, and then you went where after chili sauce?
After the chili sauce, I make everything a small batch made with about 50, 60 gallons at a time. And what was happening was that I was losing a lot of tomato-infused water. I thought there's got to be a way to utilize this without just throwing it down the drain. So I worked for several months, developed my recipe for the Bloody Mary mix, and the Bloody Mary mix is now just wonderful.
It's so good.
The best.
It's
is the
so
best.
So good.
So that takes him where, Mel? Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. Oh, my goodness. So tell us about this whole Shark Tank experience. So how did you find out that Shark Tank was coming to Indianapolis?
Well, I'd seen it advertised that they were having a open casting call, the last one of the year, and it was going to be held in Indianapolis. And I had more than one of my customers tell me that you need to get on Shark Tank. You need to do what you can. You need to try to see if you can do it. So I did. In the morning of the process that started there, I couldn't sleep the night before. So I got in line at 4:30 in the morning, and I was not the first one in line.
Really? 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
And it was at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
It was at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The gates to the track opened at 6, so I was in line from 4:30 to 6. And once they opened the gates, everybody just converged. There was over 300 people there at the time, and then we had to stand in line for 3 hours until they allowed us to come into their casting room. And so we met with casting directors. There were four casting people. Each participant was able to meet with one and you got about a minute 20 seconds to do your elevator pitch.
Did you know that going in you were only going to have a minute in some, or did you have to?
I knew it, but I had prepared for four. And, you know, it's so hard to tell a wonderful story in a minute. But fortunately, I presented it, and, you know, so now it's just, let's see what happens.
It's and a waiting game.
Yeah.
It is.
Was it just the presentation only, or
but
did they taste too?
It was the presentation, and I said, here's a sample. And I gave them a sample, and he took it. And I got to say, obviously, they loved it. And then I explained my basic process, that I don't use horseradish. That's something different. That I use fresh ginger in my Bloody Mary mix. That is something unique as well, which really helps blend those flavors. And then they wanted to know some of the numbers, and, you know, I gave them that information. So
how do you prepare for something like that? How do you know what to have ready?
Well, it's really tough to know what to have ready. There was a 20-page packet that I filled out to give to them before I could even participate. And you've got to sign releases and non-disclosure agreements and different things like that. So, you know, you have the paper side of it and you have the presentation side of it. And they said that in the early stages, half of it is personality and half of it is your business and everything that goes with it. So I guess I got a 50-50 chance.
We're speaking with Dave Van Wy, founder and creator of Amazing Hazel's Chili Sauce and Bloody Mary Mix, one of our Indiana originals. Now, Dave, you were in line, you said, for over 3 hours to get into this. Did you meet some other business owners?
I did.
Anything cool you want to give a shout out to?
There was a guy in line called Mr. Squirtman. And if you didn't see him on WRTV on the news, then he was dressed up in a super oversized foam cowboy hat and a cape, and it was labeled Squirt Man on his hat. And he was just there. He said all he cared about was getting on TV.
Okay.
What was he hawking? Was there anything?
He supposedly had a squirt gun or squirt comic book. So that he created. So it's interesting. There were other people in line, people bringing in all kinds of contraptions and some people holding their patents up on products that they had. So it was quite a interesting group of individuals.
Yeah. What was it like to be followed through the whole process
that
by RTV6?
Fascinating for me. I was very, very fortunate. When I was in at 5:30 across from the track in the little parking lot, WRTV interviewed me, and she said, "I think I'm going to follow you today and see how it goes." And I didn't quite understand what she meant until I got inside, and they mic'd me up and said, "We're gonna, you're on for the whole day." And I thought that was great. So I ended up with about five different interviews from the one reporter. She put a story together that aired several different times during the day. So they followed me through the process from the initial interview with her all the way through going and meeting the actual casting crew member and making my presentation and then afterwards. And it was very interesting
for
me.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a great story. I mean, it really is.
Your whole business is a great story, you know, and to get up to this Shark Tank point is huge. And Dave, what's the big dream for Amazing Hazel's?
You know, the big dream is that obviously I'm able to take the Bloody Mary mix regionally. That would be great. I do already have one international award, a silver award for best product in 2018 from a company that does Bloody Mary mix contests annually, and it's called the Drunken Tomato. But yeah, I'm very proud of that. You know, I think, honestly, I would just love to be the Colonel Sanders of Bloody Mary Mix.
I love it.
Be able to go out and talk about it all
Me
day
too.
Long, and that's it.
Now, Dave, I know you've been sworn to secrecy, but you should have gotten the phone call by now. Can you tell us?
I'm not able to say anything about it.
Terry,
tried.
Man, you tried.
I tried.
God love you.
I tried. Well, Dave, we wish you the absolute best. You have an amazing product. Yep.
Thank you
for being an Indiana Original. We are so honored to support you.
I'm so happy that I have Indiana Originals on all my labels.
So cool.
Love it.
All right, Dave, great to see you. Thanks for the great samples.
Thank you.
Once again.
You can always find Amazing Hazels at AmazingHazels.com.
Mel, IndianaOriginals.com. See you next week.
Thanks, Terry.
News is next, 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.